I was waiting for a turkey gobble or something. He came in and asked, we're talking turkeys, right?
Yes. And by the way, we do have Tom Turkey with us, my little ceramic Tom Turkey. So,
which is hilarious. You got a picture of him in front of the microphone.
Yes.
Can he talk for us?
You know, gobble, gobble. That's probably all he can say. We got to bring in some props, even for radio listeners.
Now, when it comes to turkeys, Arizona does not raise a lot of farm turkeys. You've got a lot of big names, you know, Butterball, all kind of Arkansas, Midwest area.
Yes.
There are a few locals that do small amounts of turkeys.
Correct. One of them that I know for sure, because I checked in with her, I sent her a text this week, Sharla with Mortimer Family Farms. They are doing turkeys again this year, but you need to put your orders in early because they go fast. Because obviously, on the local market, for some of our direct market farmers that are growing turkeys, we're not known for our turkeys, but you know what? Obviously, we're proving we can grow them here. And if you want, you know, because you're just dedicated to the local market, which we should be, and we have a lot of opportunities for that. So if you want a local turkey for Thanksgiving, you need to connect with the Mortimer Family Farms. Just go to their website, or you can even go to fillyourplate to find them. And
fillyourplate.org. You all also have a wonderful list of Thanksgiving recipes from local farmers that you've posted there.
Yes.
The category is Thanksgiving dinner. And I don't know, there's 24 maybe?
Yeah, and the reason we did that is I had a few requests from some of my valued customers who really use Fill Your Plate heavily for searching for recipes or local farmers markets. You know, it's mobile friendly. So when I'm out and about talking with my Arizona families, somebody said, can't you do a category that just features some of the recipes from our farm families? And so that's why we did that category. One of my favorites is that citrus marinated recipe. Check that out. And the reason I'm tying that in is obviously Selwyn with the Justice U-Pick. You know, they have citrus and it's going to be ripe and ready. And that's why I wanted to bring that in. But Selwyn, you even have a marinade using citrus.
Yeah, we do. We have a recipe that we have used in the past for citrus brined turkey. And the brine includes oranges and cloves. And we actually take an orange and we kind of decorate it with some cloves. And then we stuff that in the turkey with the rest of it to kind of add to that aroma as well. But yeah, it includes some orange juice and, you know, a handful of whole cloves, and really makes a big difference. It doesn't overpower the turkey. It just kind of complements it with some nice aroma, and it works out really well.
We need to
makes
get that
recipe. The kitchen smells great.
Yes. We need to get that recipe to put on Fill Your Plate. And in fact, I just discovered while we were waiting for the show to start that you like to cook.
Yeah, no, I love cooking. And so does my family loves the fact that I like to cook. So
yep. So we did a lot of fun facts with turkeys and stuffing.
90% of American homes eat turkey on Thanksgiving. 50% will eat it again on Christmas.
We do a little bit more roast beef and all sorts of beef products on Christmas, but we've got to do the turkeys on Thanksgiving.
Anywhere from 45 to 65 million turkeys are eaten on Thanksgiving. That's 675 million pounds, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Isn't that wild?
There's some interesting things that have come out of Thanksgiving that are pretty common. TV dinners, for example, in 1953, Swanson's had so much excess turkey, they were trying to find something to do with it, and one of their salesmen came up with the idea of putting it on these aluminum pan trays and selling it, thus birthed the TV dinner, as well as, I'm trying to find the other one, the stuffing one was interesting. The brand Stove Top Stuffing introduced the box stuffing in 72 and now sells 60 million boxes of stuffing around Thanksgiving. So Lynn, maybe you can help us with this. When we were reading these facts and the family were like, all right, what food recipe or product can we make that in 30 years people will be consuming millions of? You know, like Campbell's, they created their green bean casserole for a cookbook 50 years ago, and now they sell $20 million worth of the cream of mushroom soup.
You know, it's interesting, actually. One of the things that I'm not sure if it made in this fact list, but Ocean Spray actually was a cooperative that was formed around mm-hmm. cranberries that were damaged by a new piece of harvesting equipment. And one of the ways that they figured out they could get rid of these crushed cranberries was to put them in a can. And that was, you know, several decades ago. You know, we're talking turn of the 20th century. And now it's become a standard of the holiday.
The Ocean Spray didn't make it in there, but 770 million pounds of cranberries are consumed on Thanksgiving.
Oh, I believe it.
All right, so we got to get his citrus recipe and get this all tied together and create the new next craze for Thanksgiving that in 30 years people look back and be like, Arizona created this new citrus turkey festival that now 90% Americans enjoy.
Exactly.
More turkey talk here at Rosie on the House, back with Julie Murphy of the Arizona Farm Bureau and Swin Justice of the You Pick It Farm.